T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
I don't even want to do the show right now.
I love Sam Cooke.
This is so
this is
good.
A great song. And it's very well done.
But it's not
we
Sam
should
Cooke.
Be able, I know. We should talk to the person who's singing it's right now.
I think we can.
How?
Well, we have Brian Owens in studio right now. And that was the version that you probably heard because it went viral. You were on the Today Show. Him singing, A Change Is Gonna Come with your dad.
Yeah.
Brian,
yeah,
thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Amy.
Yeah, and I have to say how this happened, how we got Brian Owens in studio along with Darius. And Darius, I don't even know your last name.
Williams.
Williams, okay, hey. Darius Williams, there you go.
I'm also an Owens. So.
I mean, technically, yeah. Technically.
I was at KMOV for the Matrix Midwest show with Chris Gerber, Wednesday, 6 p.m. But I was at KMOV, and these fine gentlemen were in the green room, and we hit it off. And I was, because I was fangirling, technically, over Brian Owens. I was like, are you Brian?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Fangirling?
Over Brian Owens.
Over Brian Owens.
I saw him, and I was like, I think that's Brian Owens. And then I said, are you Brian? But you were so cool about it that then suddenly I thought, well, maybe it's not Brian. And I'm like, what? But I'm like, no, it's Brian.
What did you think? Brian Owens was a jerk?
I'm sorry.
See, thing.
Ron's just spot. He goes, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You got to keep up appearances, right? And most, not most, a lot of artists have a little air of something
to them,
right?
He was like, ladies, stand back.
Yeah, you got to have a little arrogance to you.
Don't rush at me all at once.
I have 8 kids and have been married 21 years.
Okay, so you don't,
I don't get any of that luxury.
That's gone.
That's all gone, man. Chilling.
You get to be arrogant?
Yeah. See how long that'll last. Yeah.
Kids keep you humble and young.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's
because
they don't
care.
Amanda Owens that keeps you humble.
Yeah.
This is like not related to anything, but like years ago, Al McInnes, Hall of Fame, NHL defenseman, blues player, and everyone would be in awe of meeting Al McInnes, except for his daughter, who was like, didn't want to get out of the pool and wouldn't listen to him. And my mom's like, kids are the great equalizer. Uh-huh. They're the great equalizer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't even know. Like, kids don't even know how important you are.
That's right.
Which is kind of a cool thing.
It's like dogs. Dogs and kids have no idea how important you are.
Which means it helps you right-size how important you really are and where your importance lies.
That's right.
That's a whole other, that's a different show.
We got super deep in the green room at KMOV. Yeah, we started talking about life. But Brian and Darius, you're here at KMOX Studios. We appreciate it because, Brian, you have a very special concert at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center on Saturday, so tell us all about it.
You want me to break it all down?
Break it all
down.
Okay,
so the name of the concert is Motown in Your Town. It is going to feature an amazing Motown band out of New York called That Motown Band. And I am their Marvin Gaye.
Oh,
So I travel with them a lot and do their Marvin Gaye. And so the guy that is kind of like the head of the band and started the band, has been a supporter of our creative ecosystem since about 2019. His name's Lon Dolber. And when we were thinking about different ways that we could have an additional impact on the community, it was like, well, why don't we bring the band in and do a show? And he was like, well, you think it could go well? And I was like, it's Motown. How could it go bad? And so this year, Live Creative STL, which is our creative ecosystem that I have, has also now partnered with our longtime partner, Refuge and Restoration, up north, and in particular with the North County Innovation Center, which is now run by Darius.
Hi. Yes.
Who
what up?
Came out of the Live Creative STL ecosystem.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. So it's like this full circle thing, and I love playing at the Two Hill. It's kind of like the stage I grew up on because I went to UMSL. Mm-hmm. I've done some of my favorite shows there. And so being able to come back there, do this great music, perform it in the community, and have it go toward, the proceeds go towards the partnership that we are building together between Refuge and Restoration and Life Creative STL is really special and really cool.
I love it. And Darius, tell us more about that and the work you're doing, because it's so full circle. One of my dearest friends said, Amy, you have to meet Pastors Ken and Beverly
Amazing.
Jenkins. She's like, you're not going to believe the work they're doing with Refuge and Restoration. You have to talk to them. So this was now maybe a couple years ago that we had them in when they were first beginning in Delwood.
Yeah.
And so tell us what, you know, maybe set the stage for Refuge and Restoration and then what you're doing specifically with them.
First off, whenever y'all want to do a mobile show.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Come hang out with us
that
at the Innovation
Center.
We love being on the road.
I'm serious.
Let's do it.
I'm serious. So Pastor Beverly, just an incredible visionary in St. Louis. She had this incredible vision for this marketplace. So this R&R marketplace now really has five entities.
Mm-hmm.
It's a school. It's a innovation center. It's a workforce development spot. And then there's these sustainability partners around health and banking and finance. And all of it comes together at this, what we're calling phase two, this community center. That's just at the center of everything that we do. But ultimately, it's about community impact, mm-hmm. transformation, and generational legacy just being built. And so I get to do that through a co-working space called NCIC. So it's fun. It's good work.
That's awesome. And it's like you mentioned community, and you've said that word, just the resource for all the people. Really, it's like a hub for North County, right? And you mentioned finance and banking, meaning people can go there if they want information for businesses or for personal finance or whatever.
Right. It's about access, right? Mm-hmm. It's in a community, man, that has been deprived of access in so many ways. It's just about putting that power back into the hands of the community and the partners that we get to serve. And so it's fun work because we get to see lives transformed. That's what it's about.
And so this show on Saturday that's coming up, it's at 7:30 at the 2L Performing Arts Center at UMSL. Is this, like, when did you decide you wanted to do this show? How long did it take for you to put it together? And is it, like, minutes because you have a relationship and you can just walk right in and say, hey, I'm performing. I'm performing on
you may not
November
know me.
1st.
You may know me. I'm Brian Owens.
I will be there and you will have the stage ready for me.
I don't even know how to respond to that. That's a lot.
It's kind of true.
No. So
is that what happened? Darius is like, that's what happened.
No, so probably early spring, we start having conversations about, you know, what's something that we can do to further, deepen our partnership. Because I've known Pastors Ken and Beverly. Like, I was one of the first people in their video.
Wow.
Talking about what the work that they were doing. So it's really cool to see that we've come to a place where now I'm going, hey, not only do all of my creatives now, we work out of that space, but how can we continue to align partnership to bring scale to what we all do? And I think to me, that's the beauty of what this is, you know, me being able to say, hey, I can get a stage in a band and we can bring people together for the cause. And if nothing else, so they know what's going on. They know what's available. They know what's coming. They can see what God is doing. Like, that's the whole kind of point and purpose of it. And then we have these other partners that are involved, like Beyond Housing, who's like a title sponsor, who is a huge supporter of me. And Chris, you know, Chris Kramer is my guy. We've been doing stuff for years. And so it's like, I think there's a synergy right now around North County where we're trying to break out of silos. And allowing your partners to be who they are and supporting them in being who they are so that you can scale together as opposed to trying to cannibalize what they do. Because I think that happens a lot where it's like, I want to partner with you, but only if I can get what I want out of it, as opposed to saying, man, how can we like walk and grow together? Because inevitably it's about the people. It's not even about the organizations. Mm-hmm. So because we have partners that are involved and engaged that have that same picture, from Beyond Housing to the Osaic Foundation to Maryville University, all the M1 Bank, you know, all the partners that Refuge and Restoration has. I mean, it's a beautiful picture, I think, of what's possible when people lay down their agendas and their egos, focus on the people, and don't chase results.
That's good.
And that's kind of where we are with everything. Because, I mean, when I started having an ecosystem, it wasn't because I saw this coming. It was because God started sending people in my life who needed to be disciples who'd happen to be creatives. And then that turned into, from my basement to, oh, now we're in boardrooms. The boardroom turned into the block where now we have six properties. And so, like, it's just kind of following that path. And what we're doing, Refuge and Restoration, is just the next iteration of that.
I get the sense that there are a lot of people in St. Louis, first of all, who don't get highlighted enough. They don't get enough attention for wanting to do right by the city and do well for people. But maybe it's just a matter of, you know, I think most people have really good intentions and they want St. Louis to improve, you know, all over the city. Then maybe they just don't get the attention they deserve.
Yeah. And I think, too, is just we have to partner more.
Yeah.
Can I say something that may be controversial?
That's all we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first thing, we have a lot of not-for-profits in St. Louis, many of whom do like pretty much the same kind of work, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think the question that we don't necessarily always ask before we go out and start something else is who's already doing that and how can I support it with what I want to do?
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Because if we do, that's kind of like how my relationship Refuge and Restoration is. Mm-hmm. It's like we had a building when we had a not-for-profit at one time, and we
God
had
gave
a building.
Us the same vision, honestly.
Yeah, guys just gave us the same vision that they had.
Yep.
Well, guess what we've discovered? We are not supposed to be brick and mortar people. We're the people who can come into brick and mortar that exists, partnered with it, plus up the vision, bring in culture, build out the programming
systems
and the pathways. And so we sold our building. We got rid of our nonprofit. We still do the work with a fiscal agent, which now Refuge and Restoration serves as a fiscal agent for us. Beyond Housing serves as a fiscal agent for us. And it just gave us this picture of, like, it's just this picture of, like, we want to serve, but we don't have to, like, cannibalize the same people asking them for money and do it. Like,
yeah,
how about we come and partner with you in what you're doing? You partner with us, and then we can go collectively.
Yeah. Yeah, in the pot, instead of everyone's hand being stuck in the pot, it's really taking a spoon and giving everyone, just kind of giving the bowl, like passing out the bowls, man, like a kitchen, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I agree.
You got to know what you want to do and what you're supposed to do. And I think if people are really honest with themselves about that, then I think we could have greater impact in the work because, you know, you go into places saying, how can I plus up what you do? I this isn't about me.
Or how, like, can I serve you?
How, yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. How can I come in to... and come alongside you, yeah. walk with you in what you're doing? So, yeah.
I think a lot of people probably just don't know where to start.
That's true.
Yeah, I can see, true.
I can
like,
see that.
Yes, you see that, and you see, like you said, you really have to be community first in the sense of it's so laudable to want to help, but you can't just walk in and say, here's how I want to help. It's walking in and saying, how do you need me to help? And you don't want to keep throwing everything into the same into the same bucket or the same piece. You want to spread. And in order to spread, you have to have different services, different talents, different skills, and just spread out and grow it versus just piling on top of each other.
Yeah. I likened it to, like, you know, we try to align ourselves with, you know, we try to align ourselves with solar systems, not just little, just planets. Right. Because it's like, an ecosystem, by definition, it has everything in it that it needs to thrive, survive. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, if we're all pulling from the same sun, I don't know how helpful we are to one another.
Yeah.
But if we can all be different galaxies that come together to make up a universe, oh, well, now the scale of the impact to me now becomes more exponential because... it's like we don't need each other necessarily, but we want to be in partnership with one another.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. And it's in the best interest of the community for us to be together.
I think some of it is also, there's a humility that's so important to this ecosystem that we're building. Because what we find is that there are a lot of people doing the work, but they want their name on the legacy instead of it being shared. I'm that guy. I'm that gal. And I think the humility of partnering with people like Brian at R&R and the different partners we have is that we truly are just about the work. It's about the impact. And everyone drops their egos so that we can get to the best solution.
So a great way for listeners to help is to get tickets to the concert. That'd be step one.
And
it's Motown.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you're listening right now, if you're watching online, if you're listening right now, you can get $10 off of your ticket. You go to brianowensoul.com, scroll down, click on the event. You'll see it, Motown in Your Town. It'll take you to the Two Hill ticket purchasing page. If you put in the code, Grapevine.
Heard it through the grapevine.
Oh, thanks,
Amy. Not heard it through the grapevine. No, just Grapevine.
Just Grapevine.
Oh, no, I was just
now you're going to have people putting in, I heard it through the grapevine.
Don't say
10
that.
Bucks off.
Just 10 Grapevine.
Bucks off. Grapevine. Grapevine is
grapevine,
a promo code.
10 bucks off any ticket in the house. Any ticket in the house.
brianowensoul.com.
Yes, sir.
Show is Saturday.
Saturday.
7:30.
Yeah.
Motown in Your Town. Darius Williams, so Brian Owens. It's good to have you guys in, man.
Yeah.
Man, y'all rock.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you for coming in. Enjoy Saturday.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.